You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
What to discover about your human body is going to be mind-blowing. For instance, did you know your stomach has 35 million body detectives? Dr. Heather Manley. Dr. Heather, how can we have 35 million digestive systems fit into our stomach, and why do we need so many?
Oh, I think you mean digestive cells. That's what
cells. Okay.
You mean.
Thank you. That makes more sense already.
the stomach has a huge job. It's feeding our body. It's breaking down all the food that we're eating, and it's killing all the bad stuff that comes into the stomach so it doesn't get into the body. Like bacteria, viruses, it's actually our first line of defense. So that's a really important aspect. And so in order to, be able to produce all these enzymes and chemicals, the stomach needs, a lot of digestive cells to pump out, some mucus to help protect the stomach lining. Parietal cells pump out hydrochloric acid, which kills any kind of bad bug that gets into the stomach from the food that we eat. And chief cells help break down protein. And G cells help stimulate the hydrochloric acid to be secreted.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a lot going on in the stomach.
I get the 35 million digestive cells. And you have written a series to make it user-friendly. I love reading it. You've designed it for kids, but it is full of wonderful facts that help you understand our amazing bodies, and it's called The Human Body Detectives. You have a series. Just briefly explain why you did this and give us a rundown of the names of the books.
Well, it started many years ago when my kids were young. I think it was my older daughter was in kindergarten, and the teacher asked me to come in and just talk about the digestive system and nutrition. I think she was hoping to encourage the kids to bring healthier school lunches. And I just brought in stethoscopes, and I made up some games, and we just had a really good time connecting the digestive system and nutrition and being able to define nutrition, because one of the biggest things I learned is that kids really didn't understand the difference between a processed food and a whole food. So even just getting that across to them was really great. And it just kind of flowed from there. I was, other schools were asking me to do some more talks. I couldn't find any information that was really kid-friendly and entertaining and engaging that really gave the foundation of the different systems in the body. So the kids could really get a basis of what was happening in their body. So I really wanted to combine kids, because I really believe, actually, that if kids understand how their body's working, they're more apt to make healthier food choices.
I agree with you so very well. That's exactly how we've done our nutrition education sessions, is connecting kids to information. They thrive when they understand the process. And the human body, it is amazing, but it can be kind of tricky to understand. So I think the Human Body Detective series is so much fun. I have two kids, and we recently were looking through the Battle of the Bugs, which is one of our favorites here, and it's just so much fun watching how the characters go through the adventure and get to learn everything about it. I mean, they go inside the body. They're literally detectives inside the body, looking and learning. And you use the right names when you're explaining things. So these are information that they'll learn for a lifetime, that they'll use. You know, my kids are only in first grade, kindergarten, but they'll be learning this in third, fourth, fifth grade, and they'll have already heard the word before. So I think it's fantastic. So I'm obviously a fan of Battle of the Bugs, but tell everybody, what is Battle of the Bugs all about?
Well, I wrote Battle of the Bugs to teach kids about the immune system. And, because kids get sore throats and they get ear infections all the time. And so I really wanted to show, to have the kids understand, what's going on when you do get sick. And so teaching them about just the basic white blood cells, like eosinophils, lymphocytes, macrophages, basophils, neutrophils. And so the kids understood what they did in the body. It's kind of like a battle. You know, the white blood cells killing the bacteria. And so if they did get sick and they went to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, you have a lot of lymphocytes, then the kids can be like, or you have a viral infection, the kids can be like, oh, my lymphocytes might be working really hard. Must be. And so that's kind of what I really wanted to get the kids to grasp. So that's in all my human body detective books, that is really the key that I want to drive across, is like empowering kids to understand the big words and to understand how their body works. But the other huge part, the nutritional part, because I like to do a human body part in each book and a nutritional part, and talking about how sugar feeds the bad bugs. So when you eat sugar, when you're sick or not sick, it definitely fuels the bad guys to be bigger and stronger and more powerful, and might result in you being sick.
You know, the thing that I think that comes shining out of this conversation is never underestimate kids. They want to know, and we tend to think, oh, they're too young. No, they're not. They're not. And you've actually made it very kid-friendly, but you use real good information, and the kids grasp it. They want to know. They want to know. You have the lucky escape is the digestive systems. Then we've talked about the battle of the bugs. You have one called the Brainiacs. You have the Osteoplast to the Rescue and the Heart Pumping Adventure. They're all brilliant ones. Could you just tell us one thing you taught the kids about the Osteoblast to the Rescue? What was the key information about the bone you put into that book?
I think, you know, kids, well, the book is about a girl who broke her arm, and so the human body detectives go in and figure out how a bone mends itself in the body. So, you know, just tying in, like, the body is quite amazing. You know, it can heal a bone inside. And then, you know, the one thing I think people, even adults, don't realize that your bones are alive. And so, you know, just talking about that, and then different things that help feed the body, you know, the bones, you know, in calcium, and maybe not so much talking about dairy, like the common sources of calcium that we think of, like dairy, but trying to encourage more whole food eating, like spinach and kale and almonds and broccoli and, you know, things like that, you know, to keep the bones strong. And exercise, I try to put that into every book as well. The other thing that I really, really want to, you know, since we're talking about it, is how important it is for me to really give the foundation of each system. Because I found that even when my kids were in grade 3 and grade 4 and grade 5 and learning about the immune system and heart, they were learning things that were far more advanced and skipping the foundation. And so, like, I really feel like it's important to teach kids the foundation of each system. And it's like Carolina said, the human body is so complicated. It's hard for a third grade teacher to understand the immune system and to be able to pull out what is the foundation.
Oh, you're so right, and I love it that, you know, your books are appropriate for kids as young as 6, but even my 4 or 5-year-old is interested because, you know, they love following It's Marin and Pearl, go through these amazing little adventures and jump inside the body, and my daughter that's a little bit older loves trying to spell out the big words that you put in there, and like I said, those are words that right now they're big and hard, but when she listens to them again in third grade, it'll be something that is familiar to her. So the books are very educational, but they're also so much fun and easy for the kids to get just enticed by the adventure of these 2 fun characters. So Dr. Heather Efferwan, thank you for writing that series. And I want to tell everybody where they can find these books. So I want everybody to go visit Amazon. They can find it on Amazon, or they can find it on Dr. Heather's webpage, thehumanbodydetectives.com. And then if you want to learn a little bit more about what we do and the recipes we're doing to feed those body parts, go to kidcritics.org. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.